I don't even know how to explain sort of the phenomena where we are. Okay, our previous governor had an energy meeting or an energy summit. Jeb Bush did, and that was our concern at the price of natural gas going up to the roof and some things like that. And okay, we had a meeting and it was nice. We've had, you know, obviously the Public Service Commission turned down some coal plants recently in the last month, something I never dreamed would have happened. I wanted it, but I didn't dream it was going to happen, and it did. And then we have a meeting here, which you might have assumed would just be another meeting, and clearly that wasn't the intent. You know, not only the three executive orders were signed, but, you know, a firm relationship with the U.K. and Germany as far as carbon global warming issues and caps. And then questions asked from the media as to whether the governor would stand side by side with the state of California in its lawsuit against the EPA on CAFE standards for automobiles. Never would have guessed any of these things would have happened. A 20% renewable energy portfolio standard for the state of Florida. For the last 2.5 years, I've been begging on my hands and knees for 5%. And the governor just trumped all that. So I'm in heaven.
And you talked on Thursday about the possibility of a monthly $1.50 fee on a utility bill. You say that could raise more than $200 million a year to invest in a panel installation program, which sounds really viable because, as I was talking to some environmental advocates, and they, as they say, when TECO or other local power utilities down here, they put utility charges on there when they want to build a nuclear plant or a coal plant. So
you bet. Yeah. On your typical electric bill now, you already have charges buried in there. You won't see them on your bill, but they're in there, associated with things like hurricane hardening and some other kind of activities. And typically, depending on where you're located, there's three or four of those, and most of them are more than the $1.50 for a typical ratepayer per month. The interesting message that I think has also changed, one, the state of Florida has adopted this attitude that solar doesn't work, which isn't true. Solar energy, we actually have twice the solar resource of the world's biggest market, which is Germany.
Well, I saw a comment from a spokesperson for Florida Power and Light who says the cloud cover in Florida limits the amount of power that can be produced.
Having clouds obviously over a solar panel that takes electricity in is a concern, okay? But let me just give you sort of the flavor of what the real issue is here. Okay, you need sun for photovoltaics to work. So the sun hits the panel, the photons come in, they form the electrons, and that's how we get electricity. So you need that. So clearly a photovoltaic doesn't work at night. Okay, so you need the sun, no question about it. You also need very cheap real estate. Okay, so the most important thing is when people will get up there and say that the California-Arizona desert works better, the most important thing is, yes, they have a little bit more sun. As an example, if you were going to say that their sun was 100 out there, we're 85. So we're not far off, okay? Our cloud cover and the moisture in the air does hold us back a little bit, okay? The real key is the real estate. Florida Power and Light is an example, likes very large power plants, nuclear, coal, natural gas, and oil. Okay, and by the way, wind tends to be a very large power plant. Okay, so they like that. That's what they've always built. The free real estate in Florida is your rooftop. Okay, so the problem that we've got is, who owns the power plant on your roof? Okay, this is what we call distributed generation. It's not the same model. So it is true that Florida Power and Light, the group, the United States-wide company, owns the largest solar, okay, in the United States. It's a large power plant, and it works very well in Arizona and New Mexico. Solar works in Florida on your roof. My analogy here is it's kind of like IBM invented the mainframe computer, a really big computer. They actually invented the PC as well, but they stuck to the mainframe because they knew how to make money on the mainframe. Can you imagine if IBM had switched to the PC at the beginning and really pushed it and shoved it? That's the same scenario. Now, I'm not saying that you, the homeowner, buy a PV plant and put it on your roof. And by the way, with the rebates, with Florida effectively jumping to the head of the pack, moving ahead of 23 other states, okay, now we're getting to the point where it's cost-effective for you yourself to own it and put it on your roof. It's cheaper than out of the wall today.
Really?
Okay. Oh, yeah. If you got a few seconds, I'll go down that story. But my point then, when someone from like FPL says it doesn't work in their current business model, which requires a large power plant.